Well, it's the first full trading week of 2009, and as the Wall Street proverb goes, as goes January, so goes the year. Is it true? Let's bring in Bob Iacino. He's a senior market strategist at Reagan Global Capital, joining us now from Chicago. Thanks for being with us this Monday. Appreciate it, Bob.
Anytime.
What's the overall sentiment? What are you hearing from the floor right now? A bit of a nice rally at the end of last week. Is this a good indicator for the first quarter, at least, of this year?
Well, I think it's a little presumptive to say that it's the entire first quarter will follow these first few days and the last few days of last year, but it's definitely a positive. I mean, most of the traders that I'm talking to are coming in with sort of a renewed sense of giving this thing a shot on the long side and maybe taking smaller positions than they would in previous Januaries. But, you know, after it's repeated over and over again, the worst year since 1931, I know a very few people that think this year is going to be as bad. And, I mean, you're coming from a very, very low bottom. So I think there's some positive outlook, some positive sentiment going into the month. And I think January could finish strong overall.
Give me your predictions for the first quarter of this year, just how much of a boost we might see for the markets. The first 3 months, what are they going to look like?
Well, I think you're going to see a flat quarter. I don't think you're going to see a 1 or 2% gain or a 1 or 2% loss. I think the market is absorbing and digesting bad news. I think most market participants believe that the largest bad news is out of the way, and we might have some small dips here and there, but I think you're going to see a flat first quarter, and I think that's going to be a positive. Once again, giving as negative as we have been, flat would be a really, really small victory, but a victory nonetheless.
President-elect Barack Obama unveiling today the first part of his proposed stimulus plan on the docket, really $300 billion in tax cuts and major investment in renewable energy and our nation's infrastructure. The early reaction to that, what you're hearing?
Well, positive. It's a larger package than was expected on the tax cut side. I think after the election, President-elect even backed off a little bit on potentially doing the tax cut, and this is a reinforcement that they're still committed to that. And that's there are some people who don't agree with his economic policies, but this really catered to those people and catered to the people who believe in the renewable energy. So traders overall had a very positive effect on that, and we're hoping that kind of thing brings M&A activity back into the forefront, starting with small to medium-sized companies. That's really the big key for the first and second quarter, is getting that activity going again.
And, of course, that M&A activity really important across the board, especially for the financials, big business for them, of course. And then on Friday, we get that all-important December jobs report. And beyond that, we'll know the total job losses for 2008. Most people think that's going to top 2 million. How much will this play in? Are traders already pricing major job losses into the market at this point?
Well, they are. And if you're going to take a positive out of such a negative thing, 2 million jobs lost last year is the estimate. I think the positive is that people are expecting it to be bad. And whenever you have such a negative sentiment, the reason that those negative sentiment indicators work is because as negative, it's very hard to surprise to the downside. When everyone thinks the ultimate downside is the number that's going to come in, you generally get upside surprises. So believe it or not, I think Friday could provide a little bit of a bullish boost to the equity markets.
All right, we'll leave it there, Bob. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.